Should you show up to purgatory alone? Let's talk about that in today's video. My friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary. Thank you for being here. If you are new, please subscribe and hit the like button. And if you would like to support this channel in any way, there are many ways that you can do that down below in the description. Thank you to all of you that pray for me and support this channel in whatever way you do that. So, when it comes to life, we need help. You've probably at some point in your life gotten yourself a lawyer, some sort of representative, or your taxes, for instance. Have you ever gotten for yourself a CPA? Of course you have, because doing your taxes can be really intimidating. And there are so many things in life all along the way where we've gotten basically what we would call advocates. The Latin, and in Spanish it means a lawyer, someone who defends you because of the difficulties you are facing. Lawyers, advocates, doctors. Heck, I know whenever I've been in the hospital, I've always had people that are there vouching on my behalf because I'm too sick to get help. For instance, my wife, who's a nurse, my father, who's a pediatrician, I get those people to be with me. And there's so many other situations where you don't want to go at it alone. Unless you're brave or not very bright, then you would do that. So much so in the spiritual life. Now, sometimes with our Western ideas, we kind of think that we should do it alone. We should be the hero's journey. We don't need anyone's help. And that's so much the opposite of the Christian attitude. We want people to walk this road, people to defend us, people to plead our cause. And in today's video and in today's purgatory story, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the greatest advocate that you could possibly have on the way to your judgment. The souls in purgatory receive also great consolation from the Blessed Virgin. Is she not the consolation of the afflicted? And what affliction can be compared to that of the poor souls? Is she not the Mother of Mercy? And is it not towards these holy suffering souls that she must show all the mercy of her heart? We must not therefore be astonished that in the revelations of St. Bridget, the Queen of Heaven gives herself the beautiful name of Mother of the Souls in Purgatory. I am, she said to that saint, the mother of all those who are in the place of expiation. My prayers mitigate the chastisements which are inflicted upon them for their faults. On October 25, 1604, in the College of the Society of Jesus at Coimbra, Father Jerome Caravalho died in the odor of sanctity at the age of 50 years. This admirable and humble servant of God felt a lively apprehension of the sufferings of purgatory. Neither the cruel macerations which he inflicted upon himself several times every day, not counting those prompted every week by the remembrance of the Passion, nor the 6 hours which he devoted morning and evening to the meditation of holy subjects, seemed sufficient in his estimation to shield him from the chastisements which he imagined awaiting him after death. But one day the Queen of Heaven, to whom he had a tender devotion, condescended herself to console her servant by that simple assurance that she was a mother of mercy to her dear children in purgatory as well as those upon earth. Seeking later to spread this consoling doctrine, the holy man accidentally let fall in the ardor of his discourse these words, "She told me this herself." It is related that a great servant of Mary, Blessed Rainier of Citeaux, trembled at the thought of his sins and the terrible justice of God after death. In his fear, addressing himself to his great protectress, who calls herself Mother of Mercy, he was rapt in spirit and saw the Mother of God supplicating her son in his favor. "My son," she said, "deal mercifully with him in purgatory because he humbly repents of his sins." "My mother," replied Jesus, "I place his cause in your hands," which meant to say, "Be it done to your client according to your desire." Blessed Rainier understood with unutterable joy that Mary had obtained his exemption from purgatory. My friends, this is good news, and what an honor that Jesus gives this role to the Blessed Mother. Let's take advantage of this. It has been said that he has given to the Blessed Mother the kingdom of mercy, so to speak, that she is the one that dispenses mercy according as she see fits. So for this reason, and many of you already do, let us increase our devotion to the Blessed Mother. She will be there when we are judged, when we are facing purgatory. She will be there, and she also helps us pray more effectively for the souls in purgatory that are already there. My friends, I hope this video helped you increase your devotion to the Blessed Mother and see how useful it is, especially in light of purgatory. Thank you for joining me today, and I will see you in the next one.